Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
A phenomenon common to most veterinarians is the animal who's been hospitalized for a period of time. And when the animal is sent home, instead of being overjoyed, the remaining animals in the house may attack the cat, they may attack the dog. This occurs because the primary form of intimate identification in animals is scent rather than vision. So when an animal is away in a different environment for a period of time, they pick up all the scents of that environment. If they're on medication, that also may alter their scent. So even though the dog or the cat looks the same to us, as far as the animals in the household are concerned, it's a stranger. As you can imagine, these homecomings don't go very well because the people expect the animal who's been gone to be welcomed with open arms. And sometimes the results are traumatic for everyone. So I was familiar with this phenomenon from veterinary medical practice, and I had also dealt with some cases of it in behavioral practice. Even so, I was blindsided by an event that happened one morning after a fast-moving but pretty violent storm. Bamboo the cat had gone out earlier when I took the dogs out first thing in the morning, and he disappeared down to the garage, I assumed to do his usual rodent hunting thing. It still wasn't that cold. So when the storm broke, I knew he would be safe, and that once the storm ended and he was sure it was gone, he would come back to the house and possibly jump up on the counter and eat a little bit, maybe dry himself off by the wood stove and curl up and go to sleep. But on this particular morning, when he appeared on the doorstep and waited for me to open it for him in his usual gentlemanly fashion with nary a meow or any other indicator of his presence, except, I must assume, staring at the door because I swear I can feel it when he's out there. But on this particular day, I didn't exactly know he was out there, but I knew that there was something out there because both of the dogs were highly agitated. They were at the door, they were barking, they were sort of jumping up on it. Their behavior was odd enough that I had mixed feelings about opening the door. On the one hand, if it was Bamboo and there was something wrong with him, I wanted to know this as soon as possible. On the other hand, if it was a skunk or a rabid fox or a bear, well, I wasn't so sure. I wanted to just, you know, open the door and see what happened. But I checked the side windows. I couldn't see anything big, so I figured, well, whatever it is, it's small. I figured if it's a skunk, I probably would have smelled it. And if it were a really sick or injured animal, I would have heard something, and I didn't hear anything at all. So I opened the door, and there was the cat, and he came in the way he usually does, or he tried to come in, but the dog, especially Ollie, went berserk, barking and snarling at him, chasing him across the room. The poor cat didn't know what to do. I mean, he was so shocked because these are his playmates, for heaven's sakes. So I scooped him up, and I put him on the counter where his food was. And even then, both dogs are up on their hind legs with their front paws against the doors of the cabinets, barking at him and trying to get to him. I assumed it was a scent issue, and to calm the cat, as well as check him for any signs of wounds and get my scent all over him, I checked him over thoroughly. Then I stroked him to help him settle down and relax. But I didn't make him get off the counter. I decided to let him stay up there as long as he wanted. Then I went back up to the office the way I normally did at that time of the morning, and the dogs followed me up as they always did. About a half an hour later, Bam came slinking up the stairs as though he wasn't quite sure what was going to await him. The dogs did go to him, and I assume Bamboo had picked up enough other scent familiar to them that they recognized who he was. But the mystery remained. What scent had he brought in? I know he's always encountering other cats out there. I'm sure he frequents places where there are all kinds of different wild animals. And the dogs frequent those same places. So what scent out there could the cat have picked up that struck the dogs as so alien and so frightening? I still haven't figured that out. I mean, I go through the list. Bear, fisher cats, deer, moose, fox, skunk, raccoon. It's like, been there, done that. So I'll never know. Only the dogs will know. Only the cat. And so far, none of them are talking.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.